Begitte gerade da, wenn sagt aber Basse da sam auf, beginnen wir basic mit das Master, beginnen wir gemacht, Leute schreien, no, aber gab der Mitzel mit Sachen, aber weil ich betont man even though he made the outer perimeter as the Mitzel. So that's what we're saying is that he didn't sell them. Which Masapka the reason I'm sure be Itzia. Regarding the case of the Itzia, the annex, Iamrina Nami, do we also say about the Mitzel Mechabalai? That even if he gives the whole perimeter, that Yitzi would not be included, Mishnah Yisera from extra teaching. Or Shema, maybe no. Davka Becheder, specifically by this room, the Tashmash Achrinahu, which is a different utility. The Mahalach like the Gemara says of here, Yitzi Kana. But maybe regarding Yitzi, actually, if you give the outer perimeter, maybe it actually you would acquire it. Next test Master the beginning of the Gemara, El the Kavul or Labira Namibayis. They call Labira also a bias, which that was Tesis Girsa. Not like Argus that Labira Namakogal Abais. So says Tesis Pirshubam, the Rebbe explains, Ella, rather, the Kuli Alma, meaning anybody Kesha, Meskim Bais Stam, when they mention Stam Abais, call Labira Mashma means the whole entire estate. Ukasharetzim Lahaskir Bais Echad Beloy Bicha, when they want to rent out or mention is there with a Zion to mention one of the apartments without the whole bira, without the whole apartment, it's the apartment building circle of fash balima, you have to specify and say bayis echad, one house, beloy bira, without the whole bira on the ayma, that's what I'm saying. If that's the case, even if he did not make the whole entire outer perimeter, kulas abanle, all of it was sold. According to the wording of the Rashbam, Mashba Nami, it sounds like also Sharis Lafashkin that he wants to explain like this also. Now, the appears there, according to this interpretation, this it says in all the texts, Labira Nami Bayis, to the beer, it's also Bayis. Hainu, what does it mean? Commissioner Korean Labira, beer, I mean, what's the Nami? It's not also because Bayis is called Bayis, Bayis is not called Bayis, Bayis is called Bayis. It just means that Commissioner Korean Labira, beer, just they call Labira, beer, Korean Nami Labira, Bayis is called beer, also Bayis, but only a beer is called a Bayis. Now, because it's difficult to read, because if that's the case, I'm a little Lishnu, the Gemara should have answered, Loi Tzricha, no, you needed the Korean Nami Labayis Bayis. The kula bias bias, the kara kula alma bias bias, labira bias, and everyone calls a bias bias and labira bias. So v'may is why do you have to say they get the kara labira bira that there are those who call labira bira pirish v'loy bias and abayas. Because I'm the kara labira bias and those also call a bira as a bias. What's bothering Tosis is that even if everybody did not call a bira bira but a bias, but since some of them call also bias a bias, so then there's no more proof anymore from the one who said bias that it means a bira. If that's the case, then it should have just been enough to say that a bias called a bias. You don't have to have this whole lengthy terminology in the Teretz of the Gemara. So, but the other read it appears to be dachem perusha. This is what the Gemara is saying. No, a different pshat. Well, the kol a bira nami bias, meaning kamushikur and labias bias. That just like people call a bias, kul is ovenle. No, all of it is sold. And that's because it is dependent, because he made the outer perimeter. And that's what the Gemara says. No, it's not that everybody calls a bira bias. There are those who call a bira bira and not a bias. So the reason why it doesn't acquire anything is because a bira is not called a bias according to everyone. It's just those who call a bira only a bira, not a bais, and that he didn't write in the shtar mecher. There's not leaving him anything in the mechira. It's obvious that he did not sell the whole bira, and therefore he only acquires only a bais. Next test master begin the words the mechira shma minesh yirashira. So obviously that he's leaving, since he didn't write it, he's leaving something over. So he's going to say, Benema, why don't you just say that hadamim maydim? That what are you not sure? Was it all of him or just this one? Just say the money that you used to buy will let us know. Because the Kamar Yehuda, like Yehuda says, Gabim Machalei Satzemed, when he sells him the pair of oxen, by Merchaz Azrin, later on, the finds him a base. The Yehuda is, no, Jaina Tzemed Shava Masayim Bechulu, that's not that the yoke is worth this much. Achanami Neymah Dabi Yehuda, it shouldn't be known. Jaina Baye Shava Kokar, that's not worth so much. Ela Kalabiru, come on, obviously he's selling them the whole apartment. If Yashem says, we exist, no, the Hach Grabbanon, Jabi Yehuda, we're going like Grabbanon, Yehuda Dama, that they say in the Dama Raya, that the money does not prove anything. Now the Hidrash of Mechapar is this, the Gemara says later on, the Tzadik Bezim Menav, the Parach, the Gemara, as Ben Nexi, let's see, Idmi Radya Leradya, if it's the money of how much ox for plowing with, because that's what it is. So, but I thought we don't go based on money. And the Farash Kishim, Kishim Nagishim, as Hashem says, we're going to explain that over there, and the Tzadik Bezim, when we get there, with God's help. Now the Idmi, another Peshat, the Reh says, actually, this might not specifically be Yehuda. Asuka could be going even like Yehuda. But the gabe karka, when it comes to property, the money being given cannot prove what was being sold. Because the pa'am koin adam karka har beyesim mashi shava. Many times people buy a piece of property way more than it's worth. Kedam perk mishal yinasla the gemara singing super that tzali yaman base. Who gabe dava maski be alfi zuzi bechulu etc. Havali treyapani you two palaces. Zavon chodu bechamish mei sold one for 500. Bechodu bechamish mei and the other one for 500. Asa vachay betarfa lechodu benayu. He went and he collected the one of them. Hadi katarfa leidach. Shakel alfi zuzi takes 1,000 zuz of omelay and he says to him, Isha belog alfi zuz lechay. If it's worth you 1,000, fine. Be loy. If not, shakel alfi zuzi take 1,000 zuz. Vistal can be removed. So you see that was worth to him. Even they paid 5, worth 1,000. So you see, sometimes you could pay way more, so it's not a proof. Now, this is Rabbi Shmuel, he wants to answer by saying, no, the reason why by properties you can't have this halacha of the money will let us know, is because there's no halacha of overcharging by property. That does not seem to be correct, because there's an ainah, that's not true. This is worth more. The Hakdashis Vavodim Nami ain lem Aino. They also don't have Aino. Exists a custom, which exists a custom. Shaykh Shabbat does them, but so that's exists a custom. But of course, it can let us know. It's not like it doesn't have any price analysis. But moreover, the Habitl Megacheshlan, even though there's no Aino, but there is a nullification if it's a certain, over a certain amount. So therefore, it's not because of Aino. No, it's because sometimes the person will pay, and therefore, there's no proof. It says, at the beginning of the words, the Gemara Arasa. If he sells him land in the plural, tarti mashma means two, not all of them. Now, b'hadam mashal, this gemara says, "B'mitzid of kufkin l'minav haiman." The mashal mar l'chabi. This is the one that sells a hoe to his friend. Lemir prig bay pardese to go and hoe his orchard. Drafa big kolpa does he could do it for all his orchards. The islay that he has, b'lo ama pardasi tarti mashma. The gemara doesn't say over there that it's like the minimum of plural, which is only two, and you see he could do all his fields. So it says hazim derechu, because there the norm is shemash lo lchamash tzarchi. He lends it to him whatever he needs, so it would mean all his orchards. Aval hacha, but over here b'shvil sheyimker adam shtei sadas, because the guy's selling two fields lo yimker, so he's not going to sell all his fields. B'yesh mechalkim, some make a different differentiation, because hazim over there yada mashal al tachtein, the hand of the lender is on the lower hand. Because the borrower is the one in possession of the whole right now. So he could do whichever one is in his benefit, which is all of them. Over here, the hand of the buyer is on the bottom. Because the seller is muktzik in his properties until you can prove otherwise, and if it's only going to be two. But that does not seem to be correct to the because the Hasam Nami, there also, since there the borrowed item is ultimately going to go back to the owner, it's not true. The lender is the muktzik. Like Rav Nachman says within the Nafkav Beis and Beis, karka b'chesk v'alei amedes, the property is in the possession of the owner, since ultimately it's going to go back to the owner. If Einlam don't say the yeshla chalak ben karka metal, there's a difference between property and movable items, where there it's a movable item, then cheskes hasicha chashuva bekarka, where, yeah, because the chazaka of the renter is not significant by property, like we find by movable items, because ashlag, the gemara tells later on the psak bezam, and afka, mecha shalech habeicha, someone sells a ox to his friend, but nimsa nachkan, turns out it's a goring type. That's the basa muksik. There we go, based on who's moksing the money right now. Even though in the beginning, it was of the buyers. We don't go based on the original owners. So no. That does not seem to be a reason to differentiate. Because these two different sukkahs, one's character, one's batal. No, even when it comes at the end of the month, where his chazak is over, Shadarba, where he lived in there already, even so, still we say it's in the cheskas of the bailam. The lender says it was 5, Leva Mashalish, and the bar says it was 3. So we say Peres Mecheskes Echlein, we say the produce in the chazak of those who ate them. Prochdik Ma'es, Amai Loi Mokmin Mecheskes Baal Mom, we want to say in the chazak of the owner. Apish Peres Kva Ochlon, Malva, even though he already ate them. Imkin La'abatam Shem the Cheskes Karka Gudu, it's not because the chazak of property is any worse. Ilm Shem the Seif Alech, so only because it's going to ultimately go back. In other words, because this is a Gemara Bava Metzia on the Kuf Yamed Aleph that the regarding a borrower from the that was maxic in the karka, that the malva was maxic in the karka that was given to him as a mashke, and written the shtar that was given to him too, without specifying how much. The lender claims that he got the property for 5 years, and the borrower claims only for 3 years. And the borrower takes the lender to court, and the lender already ate payers of the 3rd year. So Allah is the payers already becheskes echlein, meaning that to say that it's becheskes amalva, and the leiv is mitzvah of a raya. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say that the karka is a mezid b'chaskvalo, according to the word of Nachman said by the Seicher? That's the Gemara's shayla. Maybe you say that the svar of Nachman is that karka is not muchzik, and it's b'cheskes marakama. Here we're not talking about the karka, we're talking about the peiris, which are movable, and peiris, it would be shaykh muchzika. So obviously the reason is because it's not shaykh to be muchzik in the karka, because it's a medis lachzor b'leo, it's going to go back to its owner. So therefore, that's saying that the svar to be mechalik is not a valid svar. And then Taisa ends, he says, b'rivam mechalik, b'rivam differentiates between paradis and larosa. The difference actually, because one sugi is talking about paradis, one's talking about land, and the truth is, I mean to say that pardosi sounds like my pardesim, which sounds like even all of them. But Lashon HaRosa sounds like just karka, which would just be the minimum of two. But says Taisus, Bachanami, the truth is, Yemen Mekarkoi, if he would say that my karka, Hava Amakol Karkoi, actually, you're right, we would say all the land that he has, can look like Amon, B'Mishameis, later on, Dav Kof Memches, Amon Beis.